Mrs. Scrooger can do it.
Do what?
What Dad said she could do. Talk the leg off a chair.
Dennis, you come back here.
I told you, Dennis, this is paint-up clean-up week. We want to win the award for our block. We have to have everything spick and span.
Oh, Dad?
Yeah?
When will this clean-up week be over?
Tomorrow.
Then can we get dirty again?
Here, Dennis, hold that brush while I put the screen up.
Dad?
Yeah?
Is Mr. Wilson your boss?
Well, certainly not. What makes you ask that?
Well, Mom asked you to clean the screens a zillion times. Mr. Wilson only asked you once.
Well, Mr. Wilson's chairman of our block for this paint-up clean-up week, and it's up to me to cooperate with him.
Oh, is that why you raked up the leaves, cleaned out the garage, and took all the trash to the dump?
Well, I guess you could say that's the reason.
Boy, if it wasn't for Mr. Wilson, we'd sure be a messy family.
Henry, don't forget to clean the rain gutters.
Oh, I will, dear, as soon as I get around to it.
Oh, Henry, you've been saying that for weeks.
I know, Alice, but I...
Hi, Mr. Wilson!
Oh, hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Mitchell. Oh, I'm just checking you out. Yard raked up. Trash hauled. Flower beds in order. Screens, bruh.
Oh, we were just finishing up.
Well, it's a fine job, Mitchell. It's good to have you on the team.
Hey, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Alice.
There's one more thing you could add to your list.
Oh?
Cleaning the rain gutters.
Cleaning out the rain gutters? Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Well, we'll get that taken care of right away, won't we, Mitchell?
Yes, Mr. Wilson. Right away. Here, let me help you with that, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, thank you, Mitchell. You know, it's a fine thing when a man can't park his car in front of his own house.
Every time something goes on over at that park, this street gets as busy as Fifth Avenue.
You know, Martha says it's because the museum is having some kind of an exhibit over there.
This your car, Mr. Wilson?
But, Mooney, I live here, you know that.
You're double parked, and it's a good thing you are here, or I'd have had a tow truck haul it away in a couple of seconds.
Your driver's license, please.
Mooney, I was only unloading my car, and the parking problem around here isn't my fault.
Jeepers, Mr. Wilson, are you getting arrested?
Huh? Oh, of course I'm not getting arrested.
Oh, you buying tickets to something, Mr. Wilson?
Dennis has enough.
No. Mooney, I think this is very unfair. I've a good mind to do something about this.
You'd have saved yourself a lot of trouble if you had parked in your own driveway.
But, Sergeant Mooney, how could Mr. Wilson get in his driveway when it's all blocked up?
Well, so it is. Close for another ticket.
Good boy, Dennis. You're very alert. That'll teach a lesson to some inconsiderate people around here who... Oh, no!
What's the matter, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, that's the trailer I rented to haul away my trash.
Oh, George, the garden's beautiful. Simply beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Martha, my dear.
Well, if we're to win that award tomorrow, the block chairman must lead by example.
Well, if we don't win, it won't be your fault. Everything is just perfect. The shrubs, the flowers, the patio.
Yeah, everything but that.
Now, dear, don't get upset over Dennis's treehouse.
I think it was designed by Mrs. Wiggs of the Cabbage Patch.
I must admit, it is a little unsightly.
Unsightly? Martha, look, below the fence, Taj Mahal. Above the fence, Tobacco Road.
They're talking about my treehouse.
That thing's a monstrosity.
Does that mean it's good? I don't know.
It's a dilapidated hunk of debris.
I wish he'd just say whether he likes it or not.
Well, Martha, I have to put this stuff back in the garage and then go down the block and check out a couple of more houses.
All right, dear. I've got plenty to do in the house.
All right.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah?
If this is clean-up week for the big houses, how come it can't be clean-up week for the tree houses, too?
I don't know.
Well, I think it ought to be. Because if good old Mr. Wilson didn't win the prize on account of my treehouse, that would be awful. Come on!
What do we do first, Dennis?
First, we gotta get rid of the trash.
Okay. Now, let's see. We got some bones, a couple of tin cans, a busted old inner tube, and a swell license plate. But I don't see any trash.
I guess I don't have any. Let's see if my rug's clean.
Looks all right to me.
Yeah, it really didn't have time to get dirty. I shook it out just a couple of months ago.
Hey, what if we took down this old quilt?
Golly, I thought that was the best part.
Yeah, but let's try it and see.
Okay.
Without the quilt.
Yeah. This is gonna make good old Mr. Wilson real happy. There!
Georgie, it's nice to know the neighbors have shown you such cooperation.
Oh, yes, Martha. Everybody's done a splendid job. But you know, confidentially, my dear, just between you and me, I think we have the most...
Golly, Tommy, look.
Huh?
That furniture. It's got fur on it.
Yeah.
What happened to your furniture, Mr. Wilson?
What happened to my furniture?
I guess he doesn't know either.
Oh, give me strength. Oh, no, you better take my strength away.
Tommy, I think we'd better get down from here. Come on.
Dennis the...
Oh, George, it looks even better than before.
Oh, now don't act like that. You know Dennis means well.
Means well? Martha Locust mean well.
Come now, he isn't that bad.
I'm so far behind schedule now. Oh, hold your ground.
Mr. Wilson, I just came over to say I'm sorry.
Well, apology accepted. Goodbye.
George.
How'd you like the way me and Tommy fixed up my treehouse? Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, pretty neat.
Maybe you'd like me and Tommy to do something for you.
No, absolutely not, Dennis. Can't you see I've just painted this?
Well, we want to help you win the prize, Mr. Wilson.
No.
George. The boys only want to help. You should encourage them to do something constructive.
Constructive? They're about as constructive as a couple of hand grenades.
What they say about busy hands.
Busy? Yeah. You know, Dennis, this is paint-up week, and that wagon of yours looks pretty bad. How would you like to paint it?
Boy, would I!
But we don't have any paint.
Well, let's see. Now, Dennis, if you take your wagon over to Tommy's and paint it there, I'll give some to you. Oh, Tommy, you do still live in the house on the other side of the park, don't you?
What color shall we paint it, Mr. Wilson?
Well, it used to be red, and it just so happens I have some red paint right in my garage.
Boy, thanks, Mr. Wilson. Red's my favorite color.
Good. Just inside the door there, and there's some old paintbrushes, too. You know, Martha, if I'm lucky, he'll trip and spill the paint all over himself. Then his papa will have to spank him good.
What a horrible thing to say.
Yes, it's a horrible thing to say, but... What a beautiful thought.
Gonna do now? I'll see you tomorrow.
Wait, Tommy. We can't leave this paint all over the curb.
What are we gonna do about it? You got any blotters at your house?
I don't think so.
Hey, maybe we could rub it out with some dirt.
No, wait a minute. You know something? It makes the curb look kind of pretty.
Yeah, it does look pretty.
They call this paint-up week. Why don't we paint the rest of the curb? It'll make the front of Mr. Wilson's place look real swell.
Okay.
Boy, will Mr. Wilson be surprised. I'll see. I'll paint this side, and you paint that side.
There, all done.
We sure are good painters, aren't we, Dennis?
Yeah. Mr. Wilson couldn't do it any better himself, I bet.
Dennis, lunch is ready.
Okay, Mom.
I'll see you later, Dennis.
Over to the Richardsons. They want me to inspect their grape arbor. And the Wilcoxes have a problem with their fish pond.
Well, you go ahead, dear. I'll finish up here.
Oh, that's just the finishing touch we need. My, the place looks beautiful. Bye, dear.
Hey, Wilson.
Oh, hello, Sergeant Mooney, yes?
I see you decided to take matters in your own hands.
Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Painting a curb red so people can't park here.
Painting the curb red so... Oh, no!
You just can't leave well enough alone, can you?
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mooney. I didn't do this.
Oh, no, of course not.
What are you doing with the paint and brush in your hands? Tinting your fingernails?
Come on, see if you can explain it down at headquarters.
Now, listen, Mooney, if you'll only...
And I'd like to add, I think you're a pretty sloppy painter.
Oh, now, be reasonable. Oh, my goodness.
Is it all right for me to come downstairs now?
You think you can remember what you did wrong?
Oh, yes, Dad. I won't ever use red paint again.
Or bother Mr. Wilson? Or paint anything without permission?
Oh, yes, Dad. Even if it's paint up and clean up week, I won't ever paint up or clean up again.
All right, Dennis, you can come down.
Poor Mr. Wilson. With so much on his mind, now this has to happen.
We're terribly sorry about this, Ms. Wilson.
Of course, if we won the award, all this would be forgotten.
Oh, I do hope for his sake he wins it. He's put so much time and effort into it.
We'll win, Dad.
Oh?
Sure, because Mr. Wilson's a good guy, and the good guys always win.
Well, I better be going along. Oh, there's George now. He's coming over here.
Boy, that's swell. Now I can ask him for something.
Don't you say one word to Mr. Wilson, Dennis.
But, Dad...
Not one word.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. The roof's about to fall in.
Mitchell. Alice, Martha.
Hello, Roman.
Hello, Dennis. I said, hello, Dennis.
Dennis, Mr. Wilson's speaking to you.
But you told me not to say one word.
Forget what I said.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. Did they handcuff you? Did they feed you bread and water? Will you picture me in the post office?
Dennis, that's enough. Incidentally, Mr. Wilson, I got some paint remover, and Dennis and I cleaned the curb. We're very sorry about that.
It's all right, Mitchell. Everything worked out for the best.
Oh?
Oh, yes, indeed. My little trip down to headquarters gave me a chance to air my views regarding our deplorable parking situation.
Do you think it did any good, George?
Oh, yes. They promised me immediate action.
Well.
But, of course, knowing the city, immediate action probably means 1975.
How true.
I must be on my way for my final inspection tour. Oh, and Martha, you better get home and dust off our mantle.
Dust off the mantle?
Yes, for that plaque we're going to win tomorrow. See you later, folks. Oh, sorry, Dennis. Well, now, what are you staring at?
The ceiling. When you got here, Dad said the roof was going to fall in.
George, we must have had a high wind last night. The backyard is filled with leaves.
Huh? Oh. Great Scott, the front yard's filled with leaves, too. I'll get it. Hello. Hello, Chet. What? Oh, thanks for tipping me off.
Martha, that was Chet Turner, who lives over on Maple Street. He says the inspecting committee is on his street right now.
Oh, dear.
We'll have to hurry.
I tell you, I'll rake up the leaves in the backyard if you'll do the front.
That's a good idea, Marty. It's a splendid idea. You... Oh! Yes! Me now, boys. I've got to rake up these leaves.
George, the trellis in the patio is blown down.
The trellis? Well, of all the times for the... Yes, boys, you can help me. Now, look, gather up these leaves. The wind really made a mess of this yard last night.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
And the committee's due here any minute, so do a good job.
We sure will, Mr. Wilson.
I don't know why, Martha, but I have a feeling I've just made a terrible mistake.
You're just nervous because the committee's coming.
You're darn right I am.
Tommy, take that piece of cardboard and hold it down here so I can rake the leaves on it. Okay. Now what I do with it? Put it in the wagon. That way we can haul them off to the empty lot. And Mr. Wilson didn't have to bother with them anymore.
Dennis?
Huh?
How much do you think Mr. Wilson will give us for doing this?
Oh, I don't want anything. I'm just doing this because Mr. Wilson is such a nice man.
Don't you think he'd be a nicer man if he gave us 20 cents?
No.
A dime?
Job than this.
I'll say. Maybe he'll give us a nickel.
We're not taking anything from him. We're doing it because he's our friend.
Okay. But next time we better work for somebody we don't like.
Oh, Tommy. Come on. We gotta jump in the sleeve while we get in the car. Oops. Mr. Wilson's not gonna win a plaque with that old basket in the middle of his lawn. Put it someplace where it'll be out of the way, Tommy.
Tommy.
I finally got that trellis back up, Martha. I just hope nothing else goes wrong.
Nothing is going to go wrong. The block is beautiful, and we're sure to win.
Oh. Great Scott, Martha. It's the inspecting committee.
Oh, I just love these ribbons. Your attention, everyone. This is our final block. And I want to stress the importance of maintaining our same high standards of inspection.
Of course.
Mr. Staley, you and your group will inspect the houses that way. And the rest of us will work this way.
Oh, Mrs. Turner.
Yes, Mr. Staley.
Is it a minus 10 points for tarnished house numbers?
No, a minus 5 for house numbers. Minus 10 is for moths in the porch light.
Thank you.
The committee's in our backyard now.
Oh? How'd they look? What'd they say?
Oh, well, they looked sort of noncommittal, and they were just whispering.
They're eyeing Dennis' treehouse.
Oh, great. That's going to spoil everything.
Well, if it is mutually agreed, shall we give Mr. Wilson the good news?
I should say so.
Well, personally, I thought it was between this block and the one on Oak Street.
Please, Mr. Staley, it was on Oak Street where they had algae in the bird bath.
I'll reconsider and vote for Elm.
Well, I had no idea you were in the neighborhood. Please come in.
Wilson's house again.
Yeah, and he sure hates that.
Well, I'm gonna do something about it.
What can you do?
There's a police car over by the park, and I'm gonna go tell him about it.
Jeepers, Tommy, that was a dumb place to leave the basket. Bring in my wagon and take it to our garage. Okay.
And that brings us to this lovely block on Elm Street. Mr. Wilson, as chairman of the Committee for Paint Up Clean Up Week in our community, it is my pleasant duty to inform you that you have won the award for the best block in the community.
Oh, I feel humble.
And we would now like to announce the winner of the individual award for the best house in the block.
Oh, my cup runneth over.
George, they haven't announced it yet.
Actually, I'm glad Mr. and Mrs. Mitchell are here, too. The final decision was between your two homes.
What finally decided us was the treehouse.
Well, I hope you realize that treehouse isn't mine.
Oh, it hangs over your yard.
Oh, that's true, but it belongs to their little boy, Dennis.
Well, in that case, the Mitchells are the winners.
It was a masterly touch.
That treehouse, complete with American flag, evoked the memory of all our childhoods.
Charming. Charming.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Oh, we certainly do feel honored. George, I think you should say something.
Thank you, my dear.
I will.
Now, inasmuch as that treehouse hangs over my property...
George. Mr. Wilson, as chairman of the winning block, you will, of course, receive the larger of the two plaques.
Oh, the larger.
Mr. Staley, may I have the plaques, please?
Oh. I must have left them in the car.
Would you mind getting them for me?
I'll get them. I'll get them. Wait! Hold it! Stop!
Hi, Mr. Wilson. Look what we did for you. We had him tow that old car off to the town.
Great!
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.